theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. You're with Andrew Cuse, RSN 927, broadcasting right across Victoria. We love to check in with those country destinations, interstate especially. And there's a race meeting at Moranbah in country outback Queensland this weekend, and it's got a great run of races in acknowledgement of race clubs that couldn't race due to weather. To tell us all about this is the club secretary and manager in Olivia O'Neill. How are you, Olivia?
I'm good, Andrew. Thank you.
Before we do the chat about the race club, just tell us about your background, because it doesn't sound like you hail from a coal mining town in outback Queensland. How long have you been here from Ireland?
Oh, we emigrated out here 10 years ago. We actually emigrated to Birdsville, and I was very fortunate to be involved with the Birdsville races out there for a few years.
Still got a little bit of the accent.
I do. Haven't dropped it yet.
Well, I mentioned looking at the rundown this weekend for some of the meetings across Australia, which I like to do. I saw this meeting at Moranbah, and I saw that you had the Alpha Race Day, Clermont Race Day, Gladstone Race Day, and I do recall chatting to all the clubs that race, and then I thought, hang on, a few of those didn't race. Are these races in honour of clubs that lost feature days due to weather or track?
That's it, absolutely. You know, being out here in country racing, and especially since I've been here in Moranbah, I realise how important it is for every race to run and prize money to get distributed. And thankfully for us, Racing Queensland, we're very much pushing that point as well. So they contacted us Monday and asked us would we be interested in running the Emerald races. So Emerald was to run on Saturday, but unfortunately their track was having upgrades done and it's not ready to run. So they asked us would we do it instead. So we said we'd definitely give it a go. They said they'd appreciate it so that they could get prize money out there, basically.
So, for example, Clermont, I know on the map I saw it near you. Alpha, Gladstone, where do we draw the line? Are these clubs that would be considered to be in your region or so on? Because with washout meetings, you could have had a 15-race card if you kept naming clubs. Or
absolutely, yeah. Barcaldine is another one that was in there as well that got washed out. So over the last 6 weeks, there's been many race meetings that's been, for many different reasons, not been able to run. And it's, you know, it's hard on trainers, it's hard on jockeys, and if we don't have these people willing to go and keep travelling to country racing, you know, and keep the momentum there to keep travelling out to these different racetracks, you know, you lose it, and people find somewhere else to race instead.
So we've mentioned a few townships, but still some of those people down this part of the nation would have to look on a map. Best way to tell people where Moranbah is?
Moranbah is 200 kilometres west of Mackay, which is not far from Airlie Beach. So we're only 3 hours from Airlie Beach. So it's a nice location to be.
So people can work in the mines and then travel a few hours and then go across to the Whitsundays.
Absolutely. If you can, you do.
Well, that is a crazy difference there. And look, not from a political point of view, but your township actually made some news the other day because You were the coal mining town that the opposition leader Anthony Albanese visited, I think, a coal mine. Then there was talk about social media and not being publicised. I'm not going to get into politics, but your little township and the coal mine did make some news recently because of that visit. So you're in the news for your township there for other reasons.
We are the mining town. We are the town, country town, surrounded by mines, and this is the industry that's prominent out this way.
Olivia O'Neill with us from Ireland a decade ago to managing a outback race club at Moranbah, which of course is a coal mining town. So give us a bit of an indication. Obviously, if all of the other race clubs have lost meetings, I know you race, I think, on a dirt track. Either you've been very well with luck with the weather or your track handles it better. Tell us a bit about your racetrack there at Moranbah.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to actually put a lot of effort into it just in time for our June races, which was only last month. And in that, thankfully, we have the track in great shape. We're also very fortunate we have the trainer, Bevan Johnson, here at our race grounds, and they've set up home at our track, and so they're training on it every single day. So they keep it and they help us, and they help us manage the track and keep it up to scratch, which is good for us. So between, I suppose, we have had falls of rain, but we've been fortunate that the falls of rain have only really improved it.
And acknowledging these other venues that didn't race, and you mentioned the prize money waiting to be distributed, so there was a need for an extra meeting. Is that shown in entries? Are you expecting to have pretty good fields? How many can you run, for example, of a race?
Yeah, I think we have got 10 in one race, 8 in two other races. We've had great numbers for the day, so we're very excited to run the day. Unfortunately, with the time frame, we're desperately trying to let people know that the race is running, and we're very excited for Moranbah especially to maybe see new and different trainers coming out and jockeys coming out, and an opportunity to see our ground, see our facilities, and maybe they might come back and race with us again.
So your non-TAB meeting, do you have no troubles with rider numbers for you so you can run a full field most of meetings you have, or...?
We've been fortunate so far, and we keep the word out there and we do the best to provide what we can. We've recently just got a brand new committee, and we're a very, very energetic committee to try and bring changes and put some more effort and work into the area of Moranbah and racing in general, and hopefully be able to build off Moranbah Race Club as a prominent one in country racing.
So after this pickup meeting was added, you don't race again, what, until... November, is that right?
Yeah, we've got our big race meeting on the 6th of November, which is the Miners Memorial Spring Races, and we're very excited for that race. The biggest thing we're excited about is we've a Country Cup qualifier, so we're very excited to be able to host that race at Moranbah for the first time.
And looking at some of the things about your township, I love to tell people about locations when we can travel there eventually, but you've got a lot of unique aspects away from mining. You've got these... very, very unusual looking type. They're not little mountains. They're volcanic plugs, is what they're described of. And one of them is called Wolfgang Peak. And I looked at the photo, then I saw that it, or on a website saying you'd actually climb it. And I'm actually trying to work out how on earth you climb it. I can't see many tracks around. It just looks like a vertical thing upwards that you could admire. But I'm not sure how you can walk to the top there.
Well, I have to admit, I've only viewed it now. I haven't taken the risk, I suppose, to try and climb it.
Is your family from a racing background? Because I was going to say, this connection with a secretary manager of an outback Queensland club on the dirt track, and who would have ever thought way back in Ireland, whether you've ever thought of having some linkage? Maybe you could have a sister club in Ireland. The difference between racing on the green lush counties over there to this unique location in Queensland. Is there any links with racing back home?
No, honestly, I have none at all. But I think my interest came from being involved with the Birdsville races. I was secretary there for 5 years, and the club there and the committee were just a fantastic club to work for and be involved with. And when I arrived in Moranbah, we're only here 12 months, I was familiar with the town anyway. But when we moved here, we were approached by the club, and they asked us would we help out, which of course we said, yeah, we'd be very keen to be part of a club. And then they asked would I be secretary, and I said, yeah, well, we'll give it a go. And from then, everything has just literally fallen into place, and changes been made, and exciting changes and new ambitions for the club is definitely coming to the forefront.
Goodness me, gee, who would have thought when you were growing up as a young lass in Ireland that you'd gravitate towards... dusty, dirt, hot locations. It's as far removed from memories that you could get, but obviously you love it.
Yeah, we love it. Something very much about the desert and the outback, which is very appealing, and definitely Moranbah meets that for us as well.
And a lot of people are in Queensland, despite border closures, travelling. Are you allowed to have some people at your meeting? Are you expecting a reasonable crowd? There are so many people that have headed north to escape the heat, to escape the cold weather, but that comes with a bit more freedom at the moment. Are you allowed to have many on track, and will you have many?
We have restrictions anyway in place, so we do have, again, given our time frame, we have, and our security that we could get on board in the day, we've capped it at 300. because of that, we're actually doing free entry on the day. So everybody can just come in, enjoy for a few hours and enjoy Sunday afternoon with a few bets and cheer on the horses.
Great to chat to you. Very interesting background. And we sense the passion in your race club for this meeting. Good luck, all of those other race clubs that didn't race, and you're acknowledging them in your meeting. And thanks for having a chat to about your race club, your township, the coal mines, and also going forward your race club. But thanks for joining us. All the best.
All right. Thank you very much, Andrew. Take care.
Olivia O'Neill. There's an interesting story all the way from Ireland 10 years ago to Birdsville and now Moranbah in outback Queensland, the coal mining township hosting a race meeting this weekend.